About 1,300 delegates and 400 companies are participating in the 4th American Chamber of Commerce Summit in Nairobi, where Kenya's President William Ruto says his country is not only ready for business, but it also means business.
The 2024 summit's theme, Catalyzing the Future of U.S. East Africa Trade and Investment, intentionally draws on the previous editions to develop a strategic platform for commercial advocacy, which will strengthen bilateral trade relations between Kenya and the U.S., as well as between our region and the U.S.
The U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, participated in this year's summit, saying it's not enough to state the intentions of the United States to invest more and collaborate with Kenya.
You also have to show up, and that's why I'm here. We have to show up, and when we show up, we have to listen and to learn.
In her first official trip to East Africa, Raimondo reiterated President Joe Biden's December 2022 message that the U.S. is all in on Africa, and to that end says she traveled with 14 members of the President's Advisory Council on Doing Business in Africa.
Africa has changed the narrative, and the companies that are here today know that, and they reflect the optimism and commitment from the U.S. business community about the opportunities in Kenya and across the continent. I'm also thrilled to announce a historic partnership to harness artificial intelligence, facilitate data flows, and empower digital upskilling with Kenya.
This partnership, she says, is the first of its kind with an African nation to promote the safe development and deployment of AI. In addition, 7 private sector deals on digital transformation and commitments were made involving companies including the NBA, Cisco, Pfizer, and Qualcomm. 2 new grants by the U.S. Trade and Development Agency were announced to expand semiconductor fabrication in Kenya and the construction of a fiber network along the railways. Rebecca Miano, Kenya Cabinet Secretary with the Ministry of Investments, Trades and Industry, told participants that Kenya should be a destination for investors, and not only because of its young, educated and innovative workforce.
We also have a green story, decarbonizing the world. Kenya is a key player on the energy sector. We have renewable energy that counts of up to 95% of the electricity that is consumed in this country is renewable. We have a target to make it 100% in the next few years.
The 2-day AmCham Summit, which ended Thursday, brings together businesses to stimulate commercial opportunities. President Ruto is set to visit the United States next month in the first state visit since he was elected. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.